deadline. I'm not confident we're going to get there. I'm hoping we'll get there. But the House has some leeway as far as they got rules, that's true. They can waive rules, sometimes that's difficult. But I think the next 24, I said the other day it was 72 hours, I think it's the next 24 hours are crucial. We could close some deals, but they've got to be good to secure our borders.
All right, a little bit from Senator Shelby yesterday on Fox News Sunday, talking about the deal-making between Republican and Democratic lawmakers trying to avoid what could happen on Friday, and that would be another partial government shutdown, as the sausage may be being made behind closed doors. Talked about the shutdown as well in this interview.
Our talks with the president are confidential, but came out of the meeting thinking we could make a deal with the Democrats if they're willing to meet us halfway. Secondly, the president basically in the conversation gave us some latitude to talk, and that's what we're trying to do to get to yes today.
Okay, the latitude thing stood out to me as well. One more cut from Senator Shelby.
The president will have some options. Perhaps we'll have some options. But short of a deal, they're not good options.
Okay. Some latitude.
Mm-hmm.
Latitude. Does that mean, because the problem here is the president has said it's $5.7 billion or nothing. Okay. Democrats have said walls are immoral and a lot more. I have been lamenting over the last month or so, month and a half, that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of gray area for negotiation. Where does a compromise come? But to hear Senator Shelby talk about it, that they're compromising working with Democrats and saying that the president has given them some latitude. He did not specify that latitude. Is that latitude coming in at a number below $5.7 billion? I want to point out that if it is, and if Democrats agree to a number below $5.7 billion, aren't they just, whether it's $5 or $5.7 billion, I'm just asking this question, I'd love to hear from Democrats, isn't that immoral? If something is immoral, is it immoral at a certain dollar amount? So if the Democrats are negotiating, they'll say, okay, listen, we'll do something here. And I'm not trying to derail this, but I think these are fair and honest questions. If the Democrats are saying that, okay, well, $3.1 billion, not $5.7 billion, but whatever the number is, does it matter? Because what the Democrats laid out was not a number. We didn't have a negotiation. You would think, okay, here's what a negotiation would seem like. President wants $5.7 billion, and the Democrats want $1
billion. Mm-hmm.
And then you would figure there'd be negotiation, and somewhere in between they would arrive at a number that's agreeable to both sides. But that's not the debate. If you take what that may be the real debate inside Congress, but the debate that we've been given, we the people, to hear from, president wants $5.7 billion for some sort of barrier on the southern border, and the Democrats say any wall is immoral.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you negotiate from that?
The Democrats, or at least the vocal Democrats, they haven't said anything about this being cost-saving for Americans. They're not saying that they're arguing against the wall to save money. Like you said, they've been saying that it's immoral, that it's wrong to have any kind of wall or barrier on the southern border. Now, I'm sure they're working hard behind closed doors. A lot of the senators, they have that congressional negotiating panel that's been working hard over the weekend. One Democratic senator, John Tester, he said, it is a negotiation. Negotiations seldom go smooth all the way through. Now, you mentioned latitude that Senator Shelby was talking about.
Mm-hmm. He said the president gave him latitude.
Whether the Democrats have talked about maybe conceding a smaller amount for the wall or not, I guess we'll have to wait till later today or later this week to find out. But if the Democrats do that,
they should be lampooned by their own party and by Republicans. If it's a smaller amount, it does not matter. If it's immoral, it's immoral. Immoral doesn't have, and I don't believe it is immoral, but I'm saying the Democrat stance on it's immoral doesn't have a dollar. You can't, once it's like, okay, we find ourselves a real cherry 10 speed on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we see this 10 speed.
Be careful.
I'm digging this 10 speed and I want this 10 speed bicycle. And we go to negotiate. I go over to Dwayne's house.
Okay.
Dwayne, he and I are standing in the front yard negotiating over the 10-speed. And he says, you can't buy this 10-speed. I'm not selling you the 10-speed. And I'm saying, I'm not paying you over $150 for the 10-speed. He told me I cannot buy the 10-speed. He will not sell me the 10-speed.
Right.
So if I go up to $200 for the 10-speed, it shouldn't matter because he didn't say, hey, I want 300 for the 10-speed, and I say I want to pay 150, and then we arrive at a negotiation beforehand. He's telling me, I'm not going to sell you the 10-speed, Sullivan, and I'm saying I'd like to give you 150 for the 10-speed. There's a component missing. It's like in an equation where you had, you know, if A plus B equals C, A is 558, B is an armadillo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you solve for C? The values don't line up.
And you called this a couple months ago. You said both sides, the president and the Democrats, have backed themselves into a corner. And whichever way this goes, one person will have let their people down,
mm-hmm.
according to what they've said in the press and in public. Will the president, will he be derided if he takes a number less than $5.7 billion? If he settles for $3 billion, $1 billion, half a billion?
75 bucks.
Is he going to get torn up by his own party? And are the Democrats baiting him into making this an executive decision? He's had people on the Republican side and he's had Democrats argue that he should not make an executive decision to
the emergency action on the wall.
Do you think they're baiting him into that, into using that this week to avoid another shutdown, which he could be looked at as the reason there's another shutdown?
And maybe you're right, he could be baited, but I don't know, once again, to go back to the Democrat side on this, how do you bait him into taking a lower amount? How do you offer, if you're listening to what Chuck Schumer has said and Nancy Pelosi has said, if you're saying a wall is immoral, once again, that's not a number. That is not a number. Negotiations with that, when I'm trying to buy this 10-speed mm-hmm. from Dwayne, right, and if Dwayne wants $300 for the 10-speed and I want to pay $150, there's a negotiation that can happen. Somewhere in between, he and I may arrive. Depends on how much he wants to get rid of the 10-speed, how much I want it. But if he tells me, you can't buy this 10-speed, and I'll say, well, I'll raise it to $175. You can't buy the 10. There's no negotiation possible
right.
there. So it seems from the outside looking in, I know they're working on this in Washington, but the outside rhetoric tells me there's... How do you arrive at an answer?
Well, Fox News, they had a busy Sunday. You played some cuts from Richard Shelby. I have a cut here, Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, where he's saying a shutdown is certainly possible.
All right, we'll get to this when we get back. Also, your phone calls at 343-0106. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Love to hear from you.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 20 minutes after 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your week started with Mobile Mornings. Hey, I know we got a lot of Valentine's Day professionals out there. Been doing it for a while. They know what's up on Valentine's Day. And if you are a Valentine's Day pro, well, you already know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. Just take a second and think about who you love, who out there might love if you would send them some flowers from Pro Flowers this year on Valentine's Day, and how loved they would feel to receive that fresh delivery of roses on Thursday. Pro Flowers offers so many beautiful Valentine's Day bouquets for you to choose from. They're all freshly cut, carefully packaged, and because they're express delivered, that means that their flowers arrive in perfect condition. Valentine's Day just days away now, but Pro Flowers has you covered with an amazing deal on roses. Right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do to receive this offer is to go to proflowers.com today, click on the mic on the top right hand corner of the page, and enter the code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N to get this limited time offer. Roses for just $19.99 at proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter the code Dalton. Make sure you order today.
822 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming to the phones in just a second, but you mentioned Mulvaney had another cut here. If you just joined us, we played some cuts from Fox News Sunday from Senator Shelby talking about negotiation on avoiding a partial government shutdown come Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep scratching my head because I think they're probably doing good work in the House and Senate trying to come up with some kind of compromise here. But President Trump has given a number of $5.7 billion, and the Democrats have not given a number. They've said a wall is immoral. I don't know how you negotiate on dollars on something like that. It's one of the things in the equation is not like the other ones.
Yeah, and it looks like they've stalled again as a new deadline comes forward this Friday. Of course, they got to pass legislation before then, so that's why they're trying to get a deal done today. But yesterday on Fox News, Richard Shelby was on, and then Chief of Staff John Michael Mulvaney, a.k.a. Mick, he was on to talk about the shutdown and some of the leverage that the president still has.
They cannot sign everything they put in front of him. There'd be some things that simply we couldn't agree to, so that government shutdown is technically still on the table. We do not want it to come to that, but that option is still open to the president and will remain so.
All right, so I still don't get it. I still don't get it. You could say everything you want about where the president will go. I'm back to the Democrats on this. President could change the number. If the number, I mean, help me here. And I want to open it up and I'll take calls, but I would put Democrats who can help inform me on this to the front of the list at 343-0106. If you tell me that the negotiation is between $5.7 billion and immoral, I don't get where you get the negotiation. I mean, if they would have said, if Democrats would have come out and said, we will give no more than $1 billion to build, a wall or barrier, Lord knows, whatever the fence, whatever it is, on the southern border, we'll give no more than $1 billion. And the president says it's got to be $5.7 billion. Well, then I'm thinking, yeah, they're going, hey, what about two? What about three? What about four? What about one? You know, back and forth. But if they say it's immoral, if one part of the equation it's immoral, and the other part of the equation is $5.7 billion, I don't get it.
It's kind of like with weed becoming more legalized in each state, and then Kamala Harris this morning on the radio calling for national legalization
this
of weed.
Low-hanging buds so she's gaming.
Yeah, low-hanging buds. So if someone out there is completely anti-weed, they say, weed is immoral. I don't care if it's legal. I will never buy weed. And then a dealer, they go into a weed shop and they're like, "Well, we got weed for only $10." I mean, you can get
right. There's no
negotiation.
There's no negotiation.
Well, right. If it's immoral to you, it's immoral. So
it doesn't matter if it's $10 or $1 billion. John's in Mobile up next. Hey, John.
Hey guys, the only walls the Democrats like and don't think are immoral are ones around their mansions, like Pelosi and Schumer. What I've heard in reading over the weekend is one of the poison pills that the Democrats are putting in it, because they think they're setting Trump up, and I'm just kind of waiting on them. Pretty soon they're going to step on that rake. But what they're going to do is they're taking money in this deal. What they're offering, if they offer anything for a wall, they're taking money from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're trying to starve ICE out. And, I mean, that's what the Democrats are doing. So, anyway, I don't see it. I don't see a deal being made.
And, John, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's where I am, once again, is the question of the missing component here. The missing component in a negotiation, the negotiation would work if everybody's dealing in the same premise. It's dollars or things or whatever. In this case, when it's this doing any wall is immoral, the other extent is $5.7 billion. I don't get how the two come. And believe me, I want Democrats, explain this to me. 343-0106, 343-0106. Seriously, in rhetorical, I put you through. I want to hear. Brenda in Mobile up next. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. Can you help me understand this?
Yeah, I understand it completely.
Okay.
They think the wall is immoral because they are immoral. They think that it's okay to abort babies. I mean, what else could be more immoral? But there's no way that they're going to give Trump what he needs to get the wall up, because they think they've got the goods on him and they can impeach him and get rid of him. So they're going to hold all that money that they can.
But that doesn't happen by Friday, right? I mean, let's talk about what's happening right now. And Friday is the deadline for the return to partial government shutdown. Unless they do, can do. Now, I want to say this. Be fair, they can do another continuing resolution and kick the can down the road a little bit, which is what I usually expect out of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, I don't get, I don't think, Senator Shelby can be working tirelessly. But if there's not another number, right? I mean, in a negotiation, Brenda, you and I are trying to negotiate on something I'm trying to buy from you, and you want, you know, you want $500 and I want to pay you $250. We're going to negotiate dollars in between and maybe come to a deal. But if you say, I'm not selling it to you, Sullivan, and I'm saying, I want to give you $500 for it, it doesn't matter how high my number goes if you tell me you're not selling it to me.
That's right.
Brenda, I appreciate it. I mean,
if you call something immoral, so your morality, that's your soul, right? How you feel deep in your soul.
I guess.
And if you sell your morality, you're selling your soul, basically. So the Democrats, they've put themselves in this corner.
Right. Everybody's painted into a corner on this. This is what I've said from word one.
But let me ask you this, because there is kind of a war within the Democrat Party right now with all these new, fresh faces that are so far left, and the same people that signed that backed that Green New Deal mm-hmm. we saw come out late last week. Well, you have some old hats there in the Democrat Party that have been in this game for a lot longer than these fresh new faces, and they're a lot, even though they're still on the left, they're a lot more towards the center and willing to negotiate. And mm-hmm. They don't deal in the terms that we've seen the Democrats deal in recently, where they say, you know, the walls are immoral, or we need to completely shut out all the planes and automobiles by 2030. Right. Do you think there's some people within the Democrat Party who have been there a long time who are trying to negotiate that don't feel that a wall is immoral? They just don't want the president to win on this, but they don't want the government to shut down and be the cause of that either. So maybe there's some people within the Democrat Party that are saying, hey, we're willing to reach out on this wall thing. Just mm-hmm. don't tell our new contemporaries in Congress that say that the wall is immoral.
Now, we'll see where it ends up. I'm still quizzical about this. You mentioned the Green New Deal,
mm-hmm.
right? And we talked about that a good bit on Friday. We can you continue that discussion? We went through the documents on it on Friday, and we will going forward. But I thought about this with Senator Kamala Harris announcing, number one, she's announced she's running for president, but number two, that she would move to legalize weed federally. Is that the Green New Deal?
I believe we need to legalize marijuana. Now, that being said, it is an and. And we need to research, which is one of the reasons we need to legalize it. We need to move it on the schedule so that we can research the impact of weed on a developing brain.
Okay. Stop. That may be the Green New Deal. As long as I have lamented about marijuana laws in this country, my lament is having something illegal in federal law, but certain states have legalized it. I believe that you need to have a rule of law that applies equally to things that are not the province of the states, the things that were left to the federal government. Now, we can get in an argument how many of those things have been co-opted by the federal government that should be in the hands of the states. I am for states deciding things for themselves like that. At the same time, you need to get the federal law off the books then. Mm-hmm. Not have it legalized. You take away the law, making it illegal. How do you do that? You do it through the legislature, the House and the Senate. I know it won't be done. The will is not there. So if they are our representatives in a representative republic, then the will of the people is not there to legalize marijuana. That's why I said Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, was the best friend of the people that wanted legalization, because he was going to push the cases and make Congress do something about it. This idea that then the second part of what Kamala Harris said, we need to legalize, it's almost like Nancy Pelosi saying you need to pass the bill to see what's in it. We need to legalize marijuana to research it. Do you know how much research on the effects of marijuana has been done? You telling me there's not been research, Senator Harris, on the effects of marijuana? I can't let you just blow smoke like that and not call it out.
Hey, but if there's no more planes by 2030 and everyone is high enough for smoking marijuana, we won't need planes, right?
Right, they'll be flying there themselves. Also coming up, we'll talk about an event coming your way tomorrow with Representative Chris Pringle at South. More details on the way.
Thank you, Kane. 837 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great, and had a great weekend at the Mobile Boat Show. One of the most popular items there at the boat show was the AT4, that new Sierra that McConnell Automotive brought over. Tell us more about this truck and why it is so popular.
Well, I think, Dalton, one of the reasons is the first time GMC has ever shipped a truck from the manufacturer with the Bad Boy lift kit and some of the things that people love to spend extra money on after they bought the truck. It already comes from the factory that way, and I think you guys saw a bunch of people hovering around that thing because it was so cool looking, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and the tailgate, man, I want everybody to go to YouTube or go to my website, McConnellAutomotive.com, and if you're driving a Ford especially, and it's a great truck, a Ford is, but this tailgate is kind of changing the game with trucks. It's functional, it's cool, and, you know, if you just want to show off to somebody, maybe kids even freak out looking at that thing. I don't know if y'all got around it much, but, you know, the truck itself is just, it's got more room now, rear air conditioning, all kinds of features, really everything people that drive Fords, Dodges, Toyota Tundras, everything they said they loved about their truck, GMC incorporated those things, plus kind of what makes GMC special. So, you know, YouTube it, Google it, check it out. Come, especially invite everybody to come to McConnell Automotive, check out that truck, and don't buy a truck until you look at the new GMC Sierra for sure, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great start to your week.
That's Mitch McConnell. Make sure you go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. They're on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Right, 838. Sorry. FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors was at the Mobile Boat Show along with that AT4, and did our Guides Corner again, third year of that, with Best of Inshore Fishing, Freshwater Fishing, Offshore Fishing, the Hunting World, the Land World. And just so many people came through and visited with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Big thank you to y'all. It is fun. It's fun to get to talk to people, you know, just face-to-face, sit down, visit. Do you have any questions? I mean, people have questions about the stations. I'll just tell you how it is. And we sat down and talked to a lot of people. So big thank you to everybody who came by and said hi this weekend. All right, phone number is 343-0106, 343-0106. A couple things we're discussing. Number one, how they arrive at a negotiation. You heard Senator Shelby on Fox News Sunday talk about that he had some, the president had given them some latitude in negotiation. I don't know where I understand the president having latitude in the negotiation. The Dems have painted themselves into a corner. I don't know how you negotiate from it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a number. So I'm perplexed on that one. Also, Senator Kamala Harris, as part of her presidential run, is talking about federally legalizing weed. Listen, y'all know that I'm really not even a... I obsess on this story because of some states doing things and then the federal law saying it's illegal. Okay, that either you take away the federal prohibition on it, just like they did with gambling, right, and let like sports gambling and all that, and let states make their own decisions. I like that. I like the states making their own decisions. One state says, yes, we're going to sell marijuana. Another state says, no, we're not going to sell marijuana. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like a situation where there's a federal law that says it's against the law, and this state is operating and doing it, and nothing's happening to them. So that bothers me, number one. Number two, give me a break, Kamala Harris. When you say let's legalize, it is like pass the bill to see what's in it. We're going to legalize weed and make it a scheduled drug so we can study it. You're telling me that there's not been studies done on... I mean, come on. I wish there were more people in TV news that would just say, it would have like a ref flag in their pocket, and it would yellow flag would fly into the set, and they go, wait. Let's just stop. You're telling me that we have to legalize it so you can study it. Give me a break.
Well, you know,
that's not anti... I'm not even saying anti-states having the right to legalize marijuana. I'm just calling BS where their BS needs to be called, that's been studied to death.
I have read some things, though, that with the new weed that's so high in THC, that a lot of these universities that have the means to study this stuff, that because it's not federally legal, they're still studying stuff that people were smoking like back in the 70s and 80s. But that doesn't mean you have to legalize it. That means you need to figure out a way for those universities to study
it. But acting like they're not studying. Yeah, acting like they're not. They study. Okay, well, cocaine's not legal anywhere, and there's how many studies do we see? They had studies on cocaine on mice, you know, monkeys on cocaine. So don't tell me, baloney.
Well, we know what they're doing, and you know that there's so many uneducated voters out there, and government and civics just isn't taught like it used to be. And the people that the Democrats are reaching out to are these people that don't know how government works. They hear that weed will be legalized nationwide, and they say, oh, she wants to legalize weed, I'm going to vote for her. They don't know how it goes on behind the process.
And maybe that's the better point. That's why she has a savvier view of probably what the electorate wants. I mine is not a pro or anti-weed. Mine is a rule of law thing, and I'm one of about, I don't know, 6% of people in this country that still care about that. Let's go to Chris in Orange Beach next. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, man.
How's it going?
Good. Having a little trouble hearing you.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. That's better. Whatever you did there. Whatever you put up the antenna. That sounds good.
Wanted to say something about this. Beware of legislators with friendly legislation.
Okay, you'll need to turn on your radio, too. You're getting a little bit of a feedback.
If you look closely at this weed legislation, you'll see that trying to move this around where it'll quit back.
There you go. Just turn down the radio. Yep.
There, if you look closely at this legislation, you will find that there is a clause that says if you go into a dispensary and agree to purchase recreational weed, you give up your right to keep and bear arms. So I would tell everybody, be careful what you wish for.
Where's that?
Watch out for these legislators.
Where is that? Who's promoting that law? Where is that? Can you give me a place?
It's a less publicized addition to the current state weed laws that make weed legal for recreational purposes.
A less, okay. We'll try to Google that. I have not heard that yet.
Yeah, I guess I'm seeing a story just from a quick Google from Dayton Daily News up in Ohio where medical marijuana users can't own or possess guns in Ohio. So you decide one way or the other whether you want to smoke weed or whether you want to keep and bear arms. I guess it's a choice
And Christian, thank you for bringing that up. But I mean, that's the states as the laboratory. If Ohio wants to run a law like that and the voters of Ohio think it's swell, then let them do it. But the point is, you can't do that when it's still against the law on the Federal Register. It's so. I mean, heck, the District of Columbia, where they are in D.C., they have legalized recreational marijuana, but you can't sell it. You heard how they did this. You can't sell it there. So, it's and the market always finds a way around it. The market is nimble.
Yeah.
You're a member of a weed club or whatever, and you pay to be a member, and then the weed is for free when you go into the. I mean, come on. You know, it's. The market will find a way around. So every time they make a law at local level, state level, you know, that's one law too many, the market figures like, okay, well, just don't do it this way. We'll do it the other way. The point is, if you think that it needs to remain against the law from a federal level, then you need to enforce federal law in all the states that have legalized it. If not, then the law should be rescinded and let the states decide themselves if they want to legalize recreational marijuana. Yeah, medical marijuana, I'm solid on, because I believe that if you show like the cannabinoid oils and all that, that even legalized now in the state of Alabama as medicines that are helping people, and they're not getting high from this stuff, I got zero problem with it. And I know it's a step to legalizing recreational marijuana, but only if the people vote on it and say yes. So if state A wants to legalize it, fine. State B doesn't want to legalize it, cool. But you can't do that when there's a federal law that says it's against the law.
Yeah. No, I got on board with the medical marijuana just from, you know, seeing YouTube videos. First off, so many people out there just devastating effects from cancer, from the medicine for cancer, and being able to, you know, get a little bit of appetite back or have just an easier day using medical marijuana. But have you seen some of those videos of people with tremors? And they can't stop shaking, and then as soon
think
as
think about what it's done for children with that are having seizures.
But then you go back to if we're going to legalize it, and there's going to be a lot of people with their hands on legalized weed, what effect will it have on us as a nation and with kids growing up and that developmental?
Yeah, but the stuff that they're using, like stuff in Alabama, cannabinoid oil, is not anything that they. But there, it's not. There's no weed. It's an oil. It's nothing they can get high on.
Yeah, it doesn't even get you high.
I mean, Lord knows the kind of drugs. Think about opiates and all that, and the derivatives of heroin or opium or poppies out there that are legal. If it's medicine, it's medicine. So let's just talk about recreational. People just want to get high, okay? If states want to legalize it, that's fine as long as there's not a federal law saying it's against the law. You have to have even rule of law. You have to, I mean, when Jeff Sessions was there as AG, Jeff Sessions was going after states, and I think rightfully so, because his job was to enforce the rule of law, and it would have hastened Congress making a decision one way or another. But now they can go back to having their cake and smoking it too, or something like that. All right, right back to the phones. 343-0106. All right, 852 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Monday. A segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I had a buddy of mine said the other day when I mentioned you separate out the junk in your home between things you might throw at a Mardi Gras parade, keep those, and all the other stuff, pile up for the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's Trey Bennett and his crew doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. If you got junk at your office, you got a storage unit, your house, maybe the junk is around your house, like you have an outside storage shed with stuff in there you need gone, you're never going to use. Heck, maybe you want the whole storage shed gone. A swing set, you want gone. Kids' playhouse, you want gone.
Trampoline,
you want gone. Big stuff like that, they can do it as well. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Pretty easy to make that appointment. You get an actual day and a time that you agree on. They show up. They quote your price. If you say yes, they go to work and get it done quickly. It is 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Check them out today. Also, something to check out today. At noon today on Midday Mobile, State Representative Chris Pringle, District 101, he has a town hall event coming up tomorrow from 6 to 7 in the evening at the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. He will join us at noon today to talk about this. So we'll kind of have a preliminary town hall. So if you're in District 101, heck, even if you're not, we're going to talk about what's happening in session coming up in, what, 2 weeks, March 5th, Fat Tuesday, they start session up in Montgomery. Talk about some of the bills, the issues they're going to be dealing with. Representative Chris Pringle will be in here live talking about it at noon today. So get your questions ready and tune in at noon for Midday Mobile.
So kind of like the lead into the State of the Union where there was a pre-buttle, except maybe you won't necessarily be disagreeing. It's right. But a pre-town hall.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be and your chance maybe to put out some questions, maybe something he will address tomorrow evening. You know, maybe it's not on his list right now, but maybe you bring something up. So do that. All right, to the phones we go, and Fireball in Mobile. First up, hey, Fireball.
Hey, guys, y'all doing a fantastic job. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing good, man. How are you, Fireball?
Ain't nothing to it, just like my paycheck.
I hear you. So let me. So what's up? You want to talk some weed?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. As far as medical, I could see recreational. I don't agree with it. But I have chronic knee pain and back pain.
Okay.
And that cannabis oil, it stops the pain.
Yeah, I've heard a ton of people talk to me about it, that it's helped them. And I mean, if it's medicine, it's medicine. I mean, nobody's getting high off it. So I don't, you know, people often will say, well, that is the first step towards legalizing recreational marijuana. Maybe. But then again, people still have to vote on it. That's what I'm saying. If the states decide, one state decides they want it, another state decides they don't want it, well, there you go.
And it's kind of like the use of hemp, right? There's so many things you can use hemp for. And I guess a lot of this CBD stuff, it can be topical, reduces inflammation. And then they've got these CBD like gummies that basically are like melatonin. I guess they calm you down, something like that. But a lot of people are into that now.
My problem is, see, how is that going to show up on a drug test? It's
right. Well, I would imagine you'd have to have a prescription, right? And if they say no, and you know, I believe private companies have the right to say that you can't have a certain amount in your system, just the same way. I mean, if you've got a CDL, I guarantee you get pulled over with alcohol in your system, you lose your CDL, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, there it is. Fireball, appreciate the call. I just, once again, mine is not even it's just a question of having states and the District of Columbia selling recreational marijuana when the federal law says no. So, I mean, when Kamala Harris says she wants to legalize marijuana at a federal level, she wants to remove the prohibition at a federal level, but that is only going to be done through Congress. That's why I kept pointing out, nobody wanted to hear it, but Jeff Sessions was your best friend if you wanted to legalize state by state, because he would have pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. States would have gotten in trouble. Then Congress would have had to do something. Now Congress can continue to have their cake and bong it up too. All right, Bob's in Fairhope up next. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Morning, man. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hey, quick question. Well, two points here. I've got a friend that lives in Colorado. Here's the ironic thing about the government. They say that it's legal in Colorado, but the FDIC will not take the money from the store or the the shops there.
They got to keep it in cash. It's there's so many stories about the what they have to do to move the cash from these dispensaries. It's got armed guards and big safes and
exactly. But then the federal government needs to get their cut. I don't know. I can't find that anywhere. But they get their cut. Secondly, with some windshield time. On this illegal, you know, with the border wall, what's next? I can see a slippery slope here. I mean, are we going to not have passports anymore for folks entering the country? Are you just going to get rid of your customs agents when you're flying in from a foreign country? This thing could get sort of lopsided.
Well, I'll say the Democrats will say. They say they are for border security. Yeah, I've heard them say that several times. They just don't believe in a wall as the part of the border security. So at least there's something that there's some agreement, border security. But when they come out and say it's immoral, I don't know where you negotiate. If they would have said, hey, we don't believe you should be spending $5.7 billion on a physical structure. We believe it should be no more than $1.5 billion and then more money for, personnel and drones and all that. Well, then you got a place to negotiate from. But when you say it's immoral, $1 or $5.7 billion, they're all immoral.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right. Well, those are my two points. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate it as well. We got to jump here, but we will be back. Midday Mobile today. Representative Chris Pringle joins us in the first hour. So, session in Montgomery is going to be busy. I mean, things like the lottery, things like Medicaid expansion. How about gas tax, infrastructure? This is somebody who is going to be in the mix come March 5th. And be joining us today on Midday Mobile. So batter up at noon. Be part of the show. Remember, phone number, text line 343-0106. Website, fmtalk1065.com. Plus find us Facebook, Twitter, and even Instagram.
All of them.
All right, check it out.